Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Livestock Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Livestock Women's Roundtable, we're discussing projects that women are doing to empower their counterparts and girls at home and abroad. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump confirms there were no survivors after a military helicopter collided mid-air late Wednesday with a passenger plane carrying 64 people after observing a moment of silence after the crash over Washington. Here is what he said.
I speak to you this morning in an hour of anguish for a nation. Just before 9 p.m. last night, an American Airlines regional jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter carrying three military service members over the Potomac River in Washington, D.C., while on final approach to Reagan National Airport. Both aircraft crashed instantly and were immediately submerged into the icy waters of the Potomac. Real tragedy. The massive search and rescue mission was underway throughout the night, leveraging every asset at our disposal. And I have to say, the local, state, federal, military, including the United States Coast Guard in particular, they've done a phenomenal job. So quick, so fast, it was mobilized immediately. The work has now shifted to a recovery mission. Sadly, there are no survivors. This was a dark and excruciating night in our nation's capital and in our nation's history, and a tragedy of terrible proportions. As one nation, we grieve for every precious soul that has been taken from us so suddenly, and we are a country of, really, we are in mourning. This has really shaken a lot of people, including people, very sadly, from other nations who were on the flight.
And still in the United States, President Trump is widely expected to impose tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada as early as February 1st as part of a plan he says will boost the U.S. economy. But with much about the specifics still unknown, economists, business owners, and everyday consumers are still trying to understand how it could impact them. Johnny Fernandez reports from New York City.
President Donald Trump says the U.S. is being treated unfairly by its international partners, and he is ready to use the full force of the nation's economic power to change that.
Tariffs will make our country rich.
The president threatened hefty levies against any nation that refuses his demands, whether they be combating illegal immigration and drug trafficking or decreasing U.S. trade imbalances. Economists have mixed feelings about how tariffs could impact the U.S. economy and consumers.
A tariff strategy can be implemented in such a way that the cost largely falls outside the country.
Economist James Galbraith says Trump's tariffs could help bring back jobs to U.S. industries. By making foreign goods more expensive, the goal is to reduce reliance on imports and strengthen domestic manufacturing. But some economists argue that tariffs diminish the economy's potential.
In the long run, tariffs will produce more uncertainty. From the business point of view, no business owner wants to invest in a country that might face tariffs now or in the future.
On his first day in office, Trump said he was thinking about imposing a 25% tariff on goods from Mexico and Canada starting February 1st. This past weekend, he also threatened and then backed off from imposing similar tariffs on Colombia. Critics warn that such tariffs will have an immediate impact on American families and business owners. They say the cost of tariffs on everyday items like groceries, clothing, and coffee would get passed on to consumers.
We've been growing coffee in Colombia now for about 160 years. We've had our farm and our family now for close to 80 years.
Jonathan Etcheverry, owner of Paper Plane Coffee Company just outside of New York City, worries that if tariffs are imposed on Colombian goods, as Trump recently threatened, he will be forced to pass the higher cost on to customers.
Right now, we're actually in a bit of a coffee crisis, where the price of commodity coffee is at the highest it's been in 50 years. So adding on top of that, a 25% potential tariff, or even a 50% potential tariff, will just exacerbate things.
Tariff advocates say it's not always the consumer who picks up the tab.
That may well be the case, but not necessarily always. I have to ask how the foreign suppliers are going to react. And in some circumstances, they may react by cutting their profit margins and trying to maintain their market share.
As the threat of tariffs on Mexico and Canada looms, Americans are bracing for the possible impact on their jobs, businesses, and prices they pay. Johnny Fernandez, VOA News, New York.
Thank you, Johnny. Let's now cross over to Kenya, where conservationists in Kenya are using an artificial intelligence-powered application to monitor forest degradation and launch reafforestation. The data collected by the application is also used to project the amount of carbon that can be stored by a growing patch of forest. Juma Majanga reports from Nyeri in Kenya.
Cedric Kiplimo is assembling his artificial intelligence-powered stereoscopic camera at Dedan Kimathi University of Technology in Kenya's central region. Next, he will head out to collect data.
We really do not have granular data on forests. Developed nations usually have things called national forest inventories, which are essentially huge collections of data sets on forests. Individual measurements of these trees from sample plots and so on. In Africa, we don't have that.
So Kiplimo is trying to change that with the help of an AI-powered application called Tree Vision. Tree Vision uses stereoscopic images of trees to provide a three-dimensional understanding of the area. It does this by generating data on trees' height, diameter, and other features. It also indicates the level of degradation in a given area. This information can be used to inform reforestation efforts and monitor the growth of trees in reforested areas. The app can also project the amount of carbon that can be stored within a growing patch of forest. All this will make the work of conservationists much easier.
If you can take away some of the burdensome tasks that they may have to do and make them automate some of them and also be able to capture data more easily, it allows them to monitor larger areas and then save their time to maybe make now to implement on interventions.
The Global Forest Watch says Kenya lost about 8% of its humid primary forest or old growth rainforest over the past 2 decades, and that in part led to a 12% decrease in Kenya's total tree cover. Conservationists say human activities contributed to that loss.
A lot of our people out there resort to harvesting trees, probably for charcoal or timber or something else in order to survive. The other losses experienced is the kind of land use that is happening. A lot of people are clearing even very marginal areas to do farming.
The Kenyan government launched a campaign in late 2022 to plant 15 billion trees by 2032. James Mwangombe says innovations like Tree Vision can help Kenya reach that target.
Such innovations would be very welcome because they'll cut down on cost, both labor and actual finance, as compared to when you have officers on the ground to go and do the actual counting and assessments.
As Kenya works to restore its lost tree cover, Kiplimo hopes his innovation can help restoration efforts succeed. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nyeri, Kenya.
And today on Life Talk Women's Roundtable, we're looking at some projects being done by some Zimbabwean women in an effort to empower other women. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. So join in the conversation. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Joining us to discuss some of the exciting work that they are doing to empower women, we are joined by Ms. Pearl Matibe, a geopolitical analyst based in Washington, D.C. We also have Ms. Aleta Muzorewa, a Zimbabwean volunteer based in Nevada, and Mrs. Cynthia Makamuri, the chairperson of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe based in Harare. Welcome to Life to Women's Roundtable, ladies.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and good evening.
Good evening. And I will start off with you, Ms. Matibe. We heard U.S. President Donald Trump speaking about the plane crash in Washington, D.C. late last night. As a resident yourself, what is your view?
So more of this, at the moment, I'm not going to be providing my personal view, but I will provide the official view from the Trump administration, his second Trump presidency. So today, actually, he just also gave another speech from the White House briefing room at 11:20 this morning. So what has he been doing? The president has been working on his daily schedule. I'll give an example. Like, for example, today, every day he receives his intelligence briefing in the morning on national security threats, likely things like China, the cybersecurity, Middle East tensions, what's going on in the DRC right now, for example, and, of course, what happened with the aviation. He will also be today. Today he's going to sign more executive orders. We've seen him already signing executive orders on immigration, on foreign assistance, and as well the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and Pete Hegseth have also been making statements. Today, Pete Hegseth also spoke about the aviation. So I'm just giving you a picture of what is going on in Washington. Meantime, in Congress at the Capitol Hill, Hakeem Jeffries, who on the Democrat side, called for a big meeting yesterday with all of the Democrats to get them together to see how they're going to try to counter the executive orders and actions coming from the Republican Party. So I'm just giving you an idea of what is happening in Washington right now. Washington is in full motion, executive orders, cabinet battles, foreign, we've got hearings of nomination people on the Hill yesterday and today. Tulsi Gabbard, she's having a nomination hearing today. Robert Kennedy was having his nomination hearing yesterday. So it's been very busy here. A lot of things going on in terms of foreign policy shifts that will impact Zimbabwe and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matibe. Thank you. And we might come back to you. We'll see how the program goes. But for now, let's switch over to Mrs. Mukamuri, who's in Zimbabwe. You lead one of the largest organizations that, you know, has women's groups in the country. What are your plans for this year and what services do you offer?
Thank you. Perhaps I'll start by saying women's rights groups, including my own organization, that I'm the executive director, and even in the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, where I'm also the chairperson. So I can speak on behalf of SSDF, which is Self Help Development Foundation, and then later on talk about Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. This year, 2025, we continue to have plans to have implementation of activities across all the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe. Self-help is present in 40 districts of Zimbabwe, where we implement programs that are focused on women and youth, trying to improve their lives, ensuring that women empowerment is taking the youth away from the streets, away from substances and drugs that we often see the devil in Zimbabwean young people. So what we have planned during this first quarter for Self-Help Development Foundation is to focus on the activities that we were doing last year. To begin with, we are also going to celebrate International Women's Day, and we are also going to build up on the Convention on the Status of Women. By the way, I'll be coming to New York on the 8th of March, where we are going to have a global meeting discussing issues that affect women and girls across the globe. So it's one of the things that we do. Other than that, we do a build-up where we get information from the grassroots that we represent, and then these issues, we weave them into interventions that we then can meet their needs. Mm-hmm. And then we are also focused on trying to improve household economy by empowering our women through income generation activities, such as the income savings and lending within the villages, where women groups come together and they put resources together, they discuss and agree on the mode in which they want. The reason we are doing this is because the purchasing power of communities has dwindled, and the Zimbabwean economy continues to go down, where most people no longer have enough food on the table because the price of commodities continue to skyrocket. So women then pull resources together. They then also develop some of the commodities within their communities. For instance, our women are able to make their own detergent. They are also able to do packaging of commodities that they produce within the rural communities. We deal mostly with people in the rural communities where we have value addition centers, for instance, in Mukandirwa and in Gwanda, where they grind small grains, they package them. They also package mufushwa, dried vegetables. They also mince the meat and package it and sell. Mm-hmm. So we are also trying to ensure that within the community, there is cash that is continuously circulating. This way, we are also fighting gender-based violence, which is one of the issues that affect the women and girls in Zimbabwe in general. We are trying to ensure that we thicken the voice of women to continue to fight for the injustices that exist. We also continue to fight child marriages. We also try to keep the girl child in school, because when the girl child is in school, it means we can also prolong or ensure that their first sexual journey is around 18, which is the age for consent for sex. When the girl child is not engaged meaningfully, they tend to engage in other things, including sex.
Thank you so much.
Then they will become pregnant.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. I'll be right back to you. Ms. Muzorewa, welcome to the program. Can you tell us what you are doing? You said that you are actually a volunteer and you offer information and as such to the Zimbabwean community. Tell us a little bit about this.
Thank you very much for having me. Zimbabwe, wherever you may be, hello, hello. And I'm very excited to share some of the developments since 2020 that I have been working on to improve access, to improve information sharing and resources for any Zimbabweans, no matter where they may be in the world. Let me share with you that every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is to comb through the LinkedIn platform where there are resources that can be accessed by anyone in the world if they have internet. And so what I do is I pull those resources and I share them on WhatsApp platforms, on Zimbabwean classified platforms, on students that are still in Zimbabwe and those that are in the United States or anywhere in the world that are on these platforms, and also my Facebook page. And this information resources include things like scholarships for students to study anywhere in the world without having to pay a penny. I want to be very clear. As far as the purpose and the reason why I do what I do not call it a brain drain. When you reap in Zimbabwe what you sow, you usually have excess. You put that in your lura or grain house. When you have excess, you sell. In Zimbabwe, we have an excess of labor. We produce a lot of students, whether it's high school or post-secondary universities and all the polytechnics across the country. We don't have enough room for all of them. So in my opinion, it is wise to provide other opportunities for them to become productive for other parts of the world. It is not draining Zimbabwe's human capital in any way. We are just providing resources for them to grow wherever it is that they may. Locally in Zimbabwe, there is also an opportunity that I always see, which is to get online and be employed remotely if you have a skill that matches whatever that remote employer is looking for. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that I share for us to be creative, for us to just make sure that information and resources are available to anyone that needs them. Every degree in Zimbabwe should be repurposed and be applied to solve global problems. Every degree Zimbabwean should be in a position to produce for themselves or other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly believe in the workforce that Zimbabwe is producing, and my passion is to every day share that opportunity, or those opportunities rather, for all the Zimbabweans that have the ability to produce.
Chii chakaita kuti mufunge kutanga kuita izvi? Tichiona kuti muri kuzviita pachena, mushande nesangano, muri kungozviita henyu muri mega. Makazvifunga sei?
Zvakatangira papandemic. Ndakavhunduka pandakaona kuti tatoitwa shut out, you know, from the world. Ndakatanga kuita mazoom ndichipa vanhu information yekuti ngatidzidzei online. Tinogona kuramba tiri connected nezvikoro. And then ndoma ndatoona kuti inga vanhu vari kutofona vari kureach out kubva kunana Mutare uko kuchimanimani kumasvingo, nguva yandakambotaura nemi paya ndikakupai phone number yangu. Nazvino zvatokura, iye zvino ndine maplatforms anodarika 8 pa WhatsApp andinopa information. NepaFacebook zvandataura nepaLinkedIn. Ndakatoona kutoti munhu anofanira kuita kandima kake kuti Zimbabwe irambe yakamira. Handingati zvinofanira kuitwa nangana. Indakapuwawo zvandakapiwa zviri mudura rangu zvandinofanira kupa kune vamwe kana dura rangu razara. So ndo zvinoita kuti ndinge ndichiita zvandinoita zuva nezuva. Ndinomuka ndichifunga kuti ndopaani information, ndotsvaga, ndoiendesa kwandinofunga kuti munhu nemunhu anokwanisa kuitora ozvibatsira. Ndanzwa mai makamure vataura nezvavari kuita. Ndinogona kuti vajoinewo magrupu angu pandichaonawo zvandinoona zvinoenderana nezvavanonida. Ndinotumidzirawo kuti vabatsirikane. Intaneti yakanakira izvozvo, vadikani, kuti munhu wese tikangomupa bedzi kaintaneti kacho anogona kukonekta nezvikuru zviri kunze kwenyika kuti abatsirikane paanenge ari ipapo.
Muri kutaura here imi kuti mushure mekunge mataura nesu pane penyuro yeStudio 7 ndopa makaona vanhu vachifona sekutaura kwamuri kuita?
Yes, ndakatambira ndinoto nazvino. Ndinotova nevamwe vekumasvingo vekuzvandataura vekuchipinge vekupi vanoti vane namba dzangu vana vakapedza chikoro todiwo aiwangava uye pa platform tivapewo my information zvimweni zvenguva mwana anogona kutotanga kuenda kuchikoro ari kuZimbabwe ikoko haasi munhu wese anokwanisa kuuya kuAmerica asi kune zvikoro zvinotopa mukana wekuti vana vadzidze mahara mahara chaanongoda bedzi idata rake nekompyuta inoshanda zvakanaka
aiwa rambai muripo ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri maimuka muri muri kutaura imi kuti muri kushanda kumaruva pari zvino madzimai ari kutambira sei mabasa amuri kuitai
madzimai ari kutambira zvirongwa zvedu nemufaro nokuti zvanga zvichiitika nezvekuti vazhinji vemumaruva vari pasi pasi kusingasvikiki vamwe vacho vanga vachitorara pasi vasina mibhedha mukukandirana ikoko vakatanga kutenga mibhedha yavo vakatenga mawadhiropu vaita ngoro iko zvino vari kurima magadheni vachiona mari yavo tikavaisira masola kuzvibhorani kuti mvura igwezeke zvakanaka ndokuisawo drip irrigation saka tavandudza madiridziro avanga vachiita neavaa kuita iko zvino imwe yainzi dhiga urle yekuti vanhu vaidhiga nemapadza takazoisawo imwe inonzi et oga mucommunity vanotenga chimeshini chavo chinoshandisa 5 liters per hectare vachidhiga nechimeshini zviri nyore nyore vana vachiita basa ri vachipururudza vachifara saka zvirongwa izvi vakazvitambira chaizvo zvikuru patakazoita zvemavalue addition center zvekuti vachatengesa zvinhu sekuzviwana kwavanoita kuti votenga chibage votengesa chiri chibage vakaedha value kuita upfu nemhunga namapfunde zvikuru vanhu vakuda kuda zvinhu zvine utano zvinhu zvavari kufarira chaizvo nekuti vakubranda vachitengesa tine urongwa hwekuti tichovaitira certification yeiso International Standards Association kuti vawanewo certification yekuti vagopinda mainstream market uyewo chiripo ndechekuti nyange mayouth takamaitira greenhouse seyekubhuyera vari kufara nhasi chaiye vanga vachinditaurira kuti vakohwa madomasi mabhagidhi emadomasi anosvika 59 kubva pavatanga kukohwa vachitengesa madomasi ende nguva ino madomasi mazhinji akapa nemvura ivo yaona kuti vane greenhouse vari kufara nekuti vari kuita mari uye vana havachaendi kune zvinodhaka vakufokasa nekutsvaga mari nekurarama mirishonga mukati medzimba yadhipira nokuti patinenge tita zvirongwa izvi ndinotidzidzisanawo kuti mhirizhonga ingatapudzika sei mukati menharaunda mukati memhuri tichipawo nyange zvirongwa zvinoita kuti kunyange nanababa vauyewo vachibatsira madzimai avo nekuvasapota kuti nharaunda ive nerugare kusina mhirizhonga saka zvirongwa zvedu zviri kutambirika chose tinotoshuvira kuti dai tatowana gumwe rubatsiro gunotiita kuti tikwanise kusvika kunzvimbo dzose nekuti fandini yatinayo haigoni kuinda kwese kwatinoshuvira kuti kuveko asi kune vakwatakatiri iko zvino izvi aiwa tinotosvika patinosvika vanenge vachifara vachiti SHDF yauya vamwe votoiti shadaf nekuti kwavari mufaro wakazara zvirongwa izvi cheself health development foundation kubatsira community kuti izvibatsire hatiyapi hove tinovapa zvirauro nekudzidzisa kuti kunodzira kwavangaredza ndokuku iyowo mabasa iwayo afadza chose uye tichishuvira kuti nyange mucommunity matiri zamadzimaiwo tinovakurudzira kuti atore zvinzvimbo
zvekutonganguva yedu yadyananako Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, so I'd like to thank our guests, Ms. Thelma Tibe, and also we had Ms. Aleta Muzorewa, and we just heard there from Mrs. Cynthia Mukamuri, who was speaking about some of the projects that they are doing in different locations to help those at home and abroad. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.